Yesterday, sadly, I witnessed a drowning, a woman at the gym, and I'm making this video just so you'll pray for her. And people were asking me today how everything went, and was there any good news or any results from that? So I'm going to share that with you. And before I do, but why don't we pray for her? So we'll pray in Our Father, and I'll just pray it in English. This time, Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. So yesterday I was at the gym and going to the sauna. I haven't shared this before, but in December I was having horrible pain in my shoulder 24/7, couldn't sleep. Went and saw an orthopedic doctor, ended up doing MRIs, and I have two labrum tears, slap tears on my left shoulder, one of them in my right shoulder, and a torn rotator cuff. Three of those four injuries are from wrestling and Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So I was in a lot of pain and struggling a lot. You might be able to see that in some of those older videos. And it's one reason why I wasn't making as many videos in January, because I was trying to get this figured out and I was in a lot of pain. So one of the things I'm doing every week is I have to go to physical therapy. And then I also do, they do like cold pads, and I sit in the hot sauna and all that. So anyway, yesterday I was at the gym. I went running on the treadmill. I try to do 2 to 3 miles. And there was this guy, this is important to the story, who was on the treadmills next to me, and he was pumped up. He was pumping his arms. And I don't usually see people like this at the gym. He was just, maybe he was listening to music, but he was like psyched up. And I was thinking, this is an interesting character. I've never seen him at the gym. He's kind of excited working out today. So anyway, after I finished, I did my physical therapy exercises, and I went to the sauna. And just sweating and getting hot in the sauna and kind of I don't know, loosening up the muscles. As I was coming out, I looked over. I saw that same guy that I'd seen upstairs, the pumped up guy. There was a woman, and he's trying to pull her out of the pool, and she's limp. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this woman is drowned. So I run over there, and he is struggling to pull her out of the pool. I don't know, if you're a hunter, maybe you've tried to carry like a 160-pound deer. It's pretty tough. So he's pulled her out of the pool, and I run over there. I know CPR. That was an Eagle Scout to help him, because I know it's a lot of work. But then I realize, my goodness, we got to call 911. So I run back to where my phone was, and I call 911, and I say I'm reporting a drowning. I give him the address. The size of the woman, what I thought was the age of the woman. She says, "Do you know CPR?" I said, "Yes." She goes, "Has it started?" I go, "Yeah." "How long has she been drowned?" I said, "I don't know, but she's been out of the pool now about 45 seconds, 50 seconds. CPR's going." She's like, "Can you stay there and take over if it gets tough or the guy wears out?" And this guy was in really good shape, and he's doing some pretty serious CPR, deep. I mean, he knows what he's doing, thank God. And I was just standing there praying. I was like, I got to pray. Started praying a chaplet, praying Hail Marys. I mean, there was this little boy who was like 10 feet away. I said, "Come here, son, come here." I said, "Is this your mom? Is this your grandma?" And he just sort of said, "Don't you come over here. Let's move over here." And just praying. And I stayed on the phone with the 911. They're like, "We have people. They're coming." And I just stayed there for about 4 or 5 minutes, and then the fire truck came, the ambulance, and they came in and took over. But that young guy, the pumped up guy on the treadmill, man, God bless him, he went hard for about 5 minutes. Didn't ask me to take over. I was kind of thinking, actually called my friend Father Dave Nix and said, should I baptize? And I didn't think I should. You only baptize if they're 7 and under. In emergency and death, you can baptize them, but adults, they have to actually have had a desire to be baptism. So for baptism, so I didn't baptize her. And then I texted my wife, pray, there's a drowning, and she said, put your scapular on her. But by this time, they're already there, and I'm trying to move people away, and I maybe could have tied her on her ankle, but they might have just cut it off. I don't know. In those moments, it's I don't know, it's just so stressful. So they kind of moved us out, and then I stayed outside, and like I said, I prayed a chaplet and prayed for her and waited. And then eventually they brought her out on a board, a backboard, with an IV bag, and put her in the ambulance and turned on the lights and the sirens and drove off. And so then this morning I checked the news, and they said she's alive. Thanks be to God. She's in ICU, and they didn't give any more information, but thanks be to God, she is alive. And so it's just, you know not the day or the hour. I was going to come back here and make a show. I try to make podcasts Monday through Thursday, and sometimes I throw in a Friday or a Sunday. So I was all scheduled to come back here and get the show going, but I was, I came home and Joey's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. But then I was like, I'm not going to fire up the camera. I'm just going to go sit in the backyard and look at the clouds and the trees and pray. So anyway, the reason I'm making this video is she's obviously still not out of the woods. She's in ICU still. And if you would just pray for her. And also I would say is we're at the end of Lent here. You know not the day or the hour. This lady went to the gym to work out or whatever, get some exercise, get in the pool. And that might have been the last day of her life. And we know not the day or the hour. We're in Lent. We have 1 week from today till Good Friday. Go to confession. If you're putting it off, don't put it off. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. The priests have heard everything. Go make a good confession. Wear the brown scapular. Pray every day. Receive the Eucharist. Today is the feast day of Our Lady of the Seven Sorrows. And no woman ever suffered like the mother of Jesus. Her son was innocent, and she watched him accused falsely. She watched him beaten, punched, stripped, whipped with cords, and then crucified. All so that we could know Jesus and come to the Father and go to heaven. So it's just, I wanted to share that story with you because people were asking me about it. And thanks be to God, she did not pass away, though I thought she did. I mean, you sit there and you pray and you watch CPR for 5 minutes. That's a long time of 5 minutes. And no response after 5 minutes. I was thinking, I think she's not going to make it. But apparently she's in ICU, so I don't know what her condition is. So everyone, please pray for her. We'll do Hail Mary for her. And then get yourself right with Jesus. Get to confession, right? Don't waste this special time of Lent. All right, let's pray for her. Oremus. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et ad hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Our Lady of the Seven Sorrows, pray for us. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, I'm going to head off to Mass on this special holy day. I'd also like to ask you to pray for Father Ripperger. His order of exorcists is named after Our Lady of the Sorrows, Seven Sorrows. Today's the feast day, so it's the feast day of his order, and we need good exorcists and priests who are able to deliver people from these spiritual maladies and these unclean spirits. All right, pray the rosary every day. If you don't pray the rosary, you're not on the team. And remember, our Lord Jesus Christ is, you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless and Godspeed.